קדושיס, ברב היים לחיטי דרוש הדיונם, קדושיס קלקול הקודש. שטייט אין ילקית, אין פרשס ויקל, משביר בין קצרופ נקדומה חיילי גימל וחשבס, זה לושן הילקית איז, מתחילס התויר הצויפו, די גנצה תויר, פונאי בזן סוף, ein paar Parche schneime bei Vajakl. In Stück ein paar Parche selbst von Vajakl. Parche selbst von Vajadabe, oder Vajoyme, da habe ich gesucht, die gerät. In Stück ein paar Parche selbst von Vajakl. Zug dem Mädelstadt, also wo ich immer kurz gesprochen, da wo ich schon gesucht, es sei noch ein Gehilles, Gedäules, mach größte Versammlungen, ich drohe ich, die Fnei im Baraben, in Chashabes, wir sollen reden, פדיד וחשבס ויאק לאבצחון שייש שומטוס מלוך אביה משווי תשבס ורצח דות אז שבס אז מישכן נשתוי חשבס is das zu machen gesagt der kill is in rennen von חשבס קדשין mit die דויר סבום אז אז אנ אל נמת de späte die דויר סאוכת am so machen gesagt der kill is in ausländ hin da noch is für שבס bis es usse bis es mitte so steht in memedischen jalk Es muss etwas pinkt Schabbos mehr wie andere Aluches. Es kann sein, ich finde, wenn Menschen hat teuer, es ist alles kein Größe in des Jönes in der Panusse mit Schmier Schabbos. Zwei Jungen zurück sei in England, Amerika, wo sie gewinnen, des Jönes, als Jiden am Eibscher Uppiten, so am Alleinbechall Schabbos, so am Halt offen die Geschäften, so am Gearbeit Schabbos, sind Größe in des Jönes, weil nicht um sie verloren der Panusse. Noch dem viele harte tun ist jönes nicht chulin im zalaim achal shabbos und jönes fin chil shabbos doch amir laakim was hat sche min atoyer zamir laakim also ne mun la loch kapul da shit was halt shit das smak zamir laakim doch da ist aber ungenem la loch zamir laakim no drabunen aber es ist harbe drabunen in mir kein sehr sach nicht wenn die geschäft von amir laakim was goyim Tieren und Luches verhiedens wegen in der Business Schabbos. Der Rapunem Dus kann sagen, bald Panusse darf doch jeder oben, jeder hier mit so einem Panusse. In sehr Sach Panusse zu verbinden, der Gresten des Jönes, da muss Charles von Chumme zum Peisach, das ist doch klar, ist er behärte, aber der Icke Charles macht sich bei Panusse, ist mehr Chilini Schabbos, Schabbos mit Chilini Schabbos. Die Frage ist, auf dem sucht der Teufel, ja klar, man darf gesagt, er machen, Kehilles, Gedäules, im Eurasam, dem Eulem, die Schales von Hilche Schabbos, wo sie verbinden mit der Panusse. Das ist schon, Buch Hashem, der dritte Asife, was haben wir in der Woche, wenn die Geier der Neuße, von der Schales, von Amir Lakim, weil ich schäfte, drei Amulet, ich schäfte, 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 ich am Arbeit zusammen mit der Kehle, in der Stagiat einmal des Schie, in der Rosh Adjunum, sie kommen bei einer von der Sifes Rabunum, in sie stehen für Tille, sie sind mit Trich gewesen, in der Ruhe kommen von Manchester, in mitgehalten der Sifes, in der zusammen durchgerettet ist alles, in dem durchgetein die alle Nossen, das ist ein gewaltiger Chizik, sei für uns, sie müssen durch, aber wir können arbeiten zusammen, in Ausarbeit zusammen, was wir sagen, was wir kennen dort hin, man nahe zu sagen, Chilile Shabbos. Steht ihm, in Primigudim, Hilches Dalet Minen, sucht er dort, er hat von der Sreugim, ah, das ist der Sreugim, wenn ich kein Problem, du, er genicke, du, er größer Markt von der Sreugim, es ist kein Problem zu treffen, Kusher Esrik, aber verzahnt sich mir weinige Sreugim, Mutzi, in Mut gedacht, jeder erste gesagt, mal dann sagen, oh, das passt nicht zu der Pintel, ja, ein Pintel, was passt besser, es ist noch ein Blatt, vielleicht ist das mehr Essig, und man lächelt, es ist auch da, wo es ist, es ist ein Gedealer geschehen, es ist gut, und später nicht, in der Pitte, es ist zerbrochen worden, es ist so gewachsen, genau, es sind Sachen, schwere Sachen, ist der, für mich gut, der bringt der Tropf für Maschall, sucht er mehr im Rippen, die was passt, und alle sehr Sachen, aber ja, dem Jutem, sucht sehr wenig, was weiß, der Emmes, in seht das Aluche, der Wort ist er tot, wie man darf raus, so ein bisschen Zeit mit Zies, in Zeit Aluche, man darf es kennen, zusammenstellen geht, es darf nur mal bekies, man darf kein bekies, da wissen wir, wo es ja erst gewachsen wird, so, die kennen, wo es der Pintel ist, wenn das ist, wenn man darf wissen, der Aluche geht, der Aluche ist noch schwer. Ich meine, das ist auch, kann man sagen, mit der Aluche ist, der Aluche ist sehr kompliziert, der Aluche ist, von mir lag, im Schies, mit Kablunis, und überlassen nach Heilig Aluche, von bald im Heeren, von Rasha de Junum, aber sehr schwer Aluche ist, kompliziert Aluche ist, und noch darf man wissen, der Metzies von der Business, jeder Business ist anders ausgestellt, man darf keine Ziel passen, der Metzies von der Business mit Aluche. Man meile, sorge, man fragt der Schale, man muss, sag Menschen, man hat das Spiegel, man darf, geht dort in der Neuße, geht keine Aluche, geht verstehen der Business, und auch so kann man passen können. So du noch eine Kette, aber ich denke, was darf man eurer sein, als du, Herr Teirem, wo sind die Getrillische mit Getrille, ausgehaltene Teirem, und du, Herr Teirem, wo sind nicht so viele Getrille, aber mit der Smarte bedeutet, weil es ist, ob es ein Hefzit Gudel, es ist ein Schaß Ertrag. Euer Mensch kann machen, alle Getrille, die er hätte, auf viele ist, es ist ein bisschen heftig, auf viele ist ein bisschen schwerer, es darf man sichern zu machen, im besten, hätte, was wir können machen. Wir reden jetzt von der Sorge, jeder sieht den besten Essrig, den schönsten Essrig, wir sagen heute, in der Heute mehr in den Mahade zu sein, nicht über zu sein auf der Isse, wie auf der Heute Mitzwe. Am Mitzwe der Luche, sagen wir, was soll, wie es im Chäum ist, wenn wir nicht ausgeben, ganze Vermögen, für die Heute Mitzwe, sagt, schlicht, hat Schieren, wie viel darf für die Mitzwe Grundstrengen zu machen, man muss beschleimen, das ist der Gäste Heute. Aber bei Isse darf ausgeben, kommen wir mal neu, nicht auf die Füße, und dann vieles noch als Schwiss, aber wohnen ist auch noch mit dem Guru, im Hefzit, im Rippe, nicht haben wir so mit. Man meile, können wir machen, damit die Trille Dinge hätte, was ich schaue, du verschiedene Fahnenwerfen machen, das Beste, was ich schaue, vieles ist schwer. Wenn du schaust, ertrag, das ist nicht möglich, du kannst noch haben, andere Teile. Ist jeder eine, es ist wichtig, jeder eine, doch durch einen Samen mit sie ist, mit einem Ruhe. Das kann es raus, ich habe bald mehr hören von dem. In sehen zu machen, der Paskes, der hat, so hast du mir so viel in den Schiebe, Simeni in Tess, ich habe so viel in den Schiebe, er hat auch immer verschiedene Schales, von den Schieres mit Kablunis, bin ich ein Mensch, was ein bisschen haben, offen der Business, als Goyim, so ein Lager, Tima Luches, ist, viele dort aus, also kann man, der Twille, man sagt, dass, ein bisschen bei den Dichen, wenn ich es kam, sagt man schon, als die Panusse sahen, behätte wir ein bisschen. Ihr passt es, behätte wir ein bisschen, die pushete Tag, was Menschen verstehen, das meint, sie sagen, als, das ist ein kuschere Geld, das ist ein Gegambitz, und das ist ein Geld, was man ausgefarbt, sich gedäumt. So, ich sage, nein, das meint nicht das, das ist nicht bei der Schmai. Kuschere Geld, der Mensch ist Gambit nicht, hat er nicht ein Gambit Geld, dann kriegt sich kein Adels mit dem Geld, das ist Kusche. So, das geht auf, auf Schales von Chilili Schabbe suchte. Mit Beidem und Beunschlern und Panusse sahen ausgestellt, auf einen Weg, als er kein sein Ende bezent behätte, weil er wissen, wenn ich nach dem Ziegen sich kann doch im Mathe sein Sieren, als Hefst im Rebbe, so du so sahen, behätte ihn ganz, weil er wissen, auf dem Beten, das ist Sache, was hat zu tun, mit der Schmarrn. Das können wir beten im Himmel, die Panusse sahen ausgestellt, auf einen Läufen, als er können sahen, mittelliger Trille. Schneiden wir jetzt in den nahen Tag, Tag, was beglückte Frau bis zum Migdisch, das war das passigste Tat, Mois, wir sagen, Schiessen, Team Pilles, Skilles, manchmal blieb sie an Skilles, Team alles auf, so aufgeboten werden bis zum Migdisch. Und du hast Skille, die Gemur, die Gemur, die Mule, Schamme, Jesus, Schnei, Schabusses, Yad, Oine, Gule. So stellen sich, wo ist der Schnei, Schabusses, wo ist der Zwei, Schabusses. Es geht noch ein bisschen über die Echmelize, steht das, Schuhe bleu ische, Schuhe bleu teure. Und eine Frau ist teuer und nicht teuer, man hat sich gefragt, das ist gut nicht. Das ist gut nicht. Jeder nimmt den Eid und den besten Tag betrifft von der Yeshiva. Und gut nicht, man sagt immer, bleu ische, bleu teuer. Jetzt habe ich das keine Wehner Tag betrifft. Das scheint dann noch, die Kassen, es muss euch jetzt lernen, teure, begdische, betare, man kann solche sein, es ist solche, man dreig ist ein teurer Sach mehr, wie als, kennt als Buche. Schuhe bleu ische, ist Schuhe bleu teure, als der Teure, was er gelernt als Buche, gegen die Teure, wo es der Seuche, noch der Kassen, ist schon, man muss abkennen, wie bleu teure, das ist, also, größere Dage kämen Zikim noch der Chasm, so viele kittische Tage, das ist sogar ein anderer Teure. In der einen hoffen wir jetzt immer, alle Jiden sind schon mal Schabbos, aber der Schmier Schabbos von jetzt noch ein Sif, was wir gerade Jiden ganz anstrengen, und weggeben, Zart in Keuch, außerhalb, da die Bösen sagen, in der Bezent ausgehalten, Schmier Schabbos, das ist gut ein anderer Schabbos. Das ist drei Schabbos, das sind zwei Schabbos, wo hat man da, das ist Schiss. Von Schnee Schabbos, da habe ich die Hälfte von solchen, als ich gehe, Schleime, dann das Hapere in der Teig, besuße in der Simche, wie es, שיר צן קייל מהי ומהי נו מהי
מהי Erste Sache, wir hatten uns aber Brüche, die Rabunen, wir sind gekommen von London, Rav Leibisch, der Sinn von der Ruf der Gavet von London, Rebellion Brief, ist der Eidem von der Londoner Ruf, es ist ein gewaltiger Kuvit, ein gewaltiger Schiss, wir sind gekommen, so sich mit Trier sein, sie räumen sein, der Kuvit von Kiddisches HaShabbos, da habe ich gehofft, so mit Trier sein, in seiner Peilis, in seiner Tier, in der Mann Kuvit HaShabbos. Rav Brief, is shoynoysek in sachen yunem nicht nur in der shabbes in practical sachen was na geila luche lemas is in shabbes ochet in andere yunem nicht nur in wegen business ochet in yunem ribes der was hat letztens is hat schon getroffen mit charles in der ribes mit der banks mit kombine charles was in letztens nicht soll geworden der brief ist gewesen sehr stark geworden angemischt in dem und jetzt is der der Asif, was sich zusammengekommen ist, miichet, auf der Inje fürs Chiles Batem, vergoyen, also wir mit bald sein, bei Israel Shemizburg, in dem hat er einen Brief, er angelegt, boi, die gekeuches, practical Eizes, wieso wir können sich Eizes geben, also wir haben Tag 4 gehört, für der Bleibisch, als du Eizes, wo seine Leketchilidige Eizes, ist du Eizes, wo seine Bemukim Hefzidige Eizes, mit dir, Schasset Chagdige Eizes, Hefzid Gudeldige Eizes, nicht alle Eizes, sondern so glatt, alle Eizes, ist du Menschen, Was wollen beweisen, bei Israel Hashem, sie kennen die in der Eizes, sind ausgehalten, die Katrille 100%, und du darfst auch sagen, der Weg, wie soll man so probieren, sie kennen mich nicht alles an, sie tun, ob einer wird sehen, dass wir kennen mich nicht ausarbeiten, hätte a praktische Eize, 100%, so sagen 100%, so sagen, Gott schick ausgehalten, da bin ich durch, für die Gedäule Apostel, wenn wir kein Meike sagen, wo kein Hefzit, wo kein Hefzit, mir lieber, die alle Sachen, wenn wir nicht kennen, sagen, Du Burabim, der Schasse Trag, mit der Hefse, mit allen Sachen. Die Sachen wird man müssen extra sich durchreden mit dem Eure Ruhe, was man geht bei Israel Schemme wegstellen, Jingelat, Rabunem, wo es in der Bekiem, in der Luches, was man kennen, durchreden, mit den Junem, in Asoi wird man kennen, ausarbeiten Sachen, mit ein bisschen durchreden, bezirf, der ältere Rabunem, in Asoi wird man kennen, ausarbeiten Sachen, wo es, Eufanem, wo es, Wir kennen schon mal gesagt, die Buche Pseide oder die alle Teile, was ist du? Die hartige Nacht, was man geht immer reden, ist bei Iker, der Eize, was ist auf viele, was man soll kennen, die auf viele Leute trillen, so sind ausgehalten 100%. Adkan, aber gerät in der Kagduma, aber gerät in Jiddisch, aber der Askunem haben gebeten, as because it's very regal a master for many people, there's landlords, there's tenants, and there's management companies. So today, as everyone should understand exactly what we're talking about, we don't want for shulam anyone to make to rosgan from the hartiga sifo unclear was exactly was that item zenon. So we're going to speak Be'ezer Hashem. This chaylik Be'ezer Hashem will speak in English today that the oilim should understand. What we're talking about. But Ezra Hashem, Rebellion is going to, ich verstehe, is also going to help out in this Indian, is also going to speak the language, which jeder einer soll verstehen. And Ezra Hashem, the Oilem soll heimgehen with a clear, practical Eize, wieso wir können sich Eize geben, with the business, so sein ausgehalten, 100% le Kedishas, so sein Kachas, wieso wir können Chilul Shabbos. So, many of the Oilem, I think, were here by the last Asifa, which we had a few weeks ago, and so for them it will be a shtikel chazura. What we're trying to say now, For some people, Vetezan may be more of a Chiddush. But basically, I'm just going to say, Bekitzuru, Haluchas, the Dinim, the Nekidas, the points, which one needs to be watch out, when to be careful when it's came to a business on Shabbos. And according to the, I'm only going to be more oil problems. The Bezer Hashem rebellion is going to find solutions for the problems which is due. Amir al-Akim on Shabbos, or in a business, let's mainly in a Gaya business, has basically three shalas. There's three points vus meken nichshel veren chas v'shulam lagabe Shabbos in a Gaya Amir al-Akim by a business. The first is the isef in Amir al-Akim, when a person tells is metzava a goy, is telling a goy to do something for him. Lav davke l'mas ober. We find in the poskim Chazal that the iser is lav davke b'shas amira, when there's a dibur, when someone is told to do something. If a goy is working for a yid, afila bu me'atzmo, afila bu me'aylov, afila shloy b'tzivi ha'yisrul, but he's doing a job for a yid, is a goy. Is also nichel? It's also nichel in the iser fin amira la'akim. Nichel the dibur is also the eitzim zach that a goy is doing something for a yid is nichel in the iser fin amira la'akim. The isef from a goy working for a yid, whether it, as we just said, with amira or the un amira, is in the rishonim, in the poskim, it's called the inya, it's merif tasun b'shem shlichas. It's a real shlichas, shlichas lechimre, shlichas takim lechimre, it's ke'en shlichas, mechzik shlichas, whatever the lom of this is, but a goy doing a melucha for a yid is usa, because the goy is a shliach of the yid. The yid can sit alone as the chashoyim b'shabbos, but having a goy doing a melucha b'mkoyim the yid, letzorich the yid, as we said before, with amira, afilo una amira, that itself, that a goy is working for a yid, is nichel in the isef in shlichas. And the isef in shlichas is a isef medina. When we say isef medina, we mean to say it's a isef drabuna navade, nishken isef the reise, but this is usef medina. Nachdem is do the second iser, which the poskim rifen usun the inyan of kavei loy melachtoy b'shabbos. That means even if we'll find a way where the iser is nisht medina, even if we find a way out of the shlichas, and nisht shliach from the yid, but mitzad the oifen, as we'll soon explain better. Even the oifen that it's mitzad the eitz and job. Which the work, which the goy is doing, is a nishke shliach with the yid, but if the yid tells him to do it on Shabbos, it's kavei loy melachtoy b'shabbos, is vater usel. I'll just say it b'ktzura, just that the oilim should chap was my mind. Schir yom levushel zuse medina. We'll soon explain what a schir yom is. A kablan is nisht zuse medina, because a kablan is working for himself. But even a kablan who is working for himself, the yid can't tell a kablan, I want you to do this job for me on Shabbos. A schir yom, you don't have to tell the goy to work on Shabbos. Dus aligned with Albert, without being told, is ocher tusel, because it's usa medina. A kablan is nisht usa medina, he's not automatically a shliach of the yid, but over the yid heist them, the yid is kavei loy melachta b'shabbos. If the yid tells him, I want you to do this job on Shabbos, I feel it over a kablan. Is a susrat kvei loy melachta b'shabbos. That's the second. This we'll explain it again, a bissel klurer. And the third thing is the union of the is a shal of marasuayin. Marasuayin means if a goy is doing a job work for a yid in a mukoyim vi yidin drein zech, the shal is hefar goes toichat chim chitzlat chim. This is shown mevir in the poskim. But whenever a goy is doing a job for a yid in a mukoyim where people might walk past. And the see a goy is doing a job for a yid, in this vet men choyshet zan as the goy tit dem melucha for the yid be iser. Besides be iser, what's the iser? So it could be the iser could be either that they'll be choyshet that the goy is working for the yid medina, lamushal as we say the schir yom, which is usa medina, or the vet men choyshet zan the goy is working for the yid. I feel like, maybe he's a kablan takim after the mina kolwir is be kablunas. Most people won't say as it is usa medina. It's only the chishkes schir yom is only a kablan. But people might be choyshed that what oyve gewen of the isefin kavei loy melachta b'shabbos. But maybe because he's working in the yid's reshis, possibly it's possible that the goy had geheißen the goy so should work to do this job on Shabbos. So we'll just make a sikkim again. We'll summarize it again. There's three yisirim. There's an isa medina, the isa fikvei lo melachta b'shabbos, and the isa is a marasayin. The isa marasayin is truly in the first two dinim. Either the marasayin is that the goy is doing something which is isa medina, either the isa marasayin is that the goy is doing something which was actually nishlus or zoy v'at medina, but it's a gevein a matzav fikvei lo melachta b'shabbos. And I'll explain it a little bit better. A schir yom is usa medina, and a kablan is mitte medina. Us meint us a schir yom. Ich kenne zugen that what I'm saying now is das kol haposkim, aber das haskumis rov poskim, because there are cholkim and we can treffen andere days ochet. Aber we're going with the mahalach v'shtaiti rov poskim v'shtaiti shulchan ucharav. Is to do a chive chayshu vayfut when you dem chaylik bais was a zay shtark mevar. The difference between the schir yom and the kablan, and as we state in Nimra Yosef and Ma'ar Arik, got a chive when you dem. So basically, we're going with the malach of Rav Paskim. A schir yom means a guy who is being paid on the hour, on the shuas, or on the day. That's the way the his payment, his wager, his wage is to be paid. He does a job. And he's paid for on the day or on the hour. A kablan means, we'll come back to Shchiyom HaKamal, keep going there and back. A kablan means when a person, a goy, it can be a yidosa, but like other dinim in the Torah, but like Shabbos al kapunim, a kablan means when a goy is makabel on himself, an emtzich inter, he undertakes as ich gai machen their job, mei huchayl vaat kulu. We're going to start the job from the beginning till the end. The goy has a responsibility, otachrayas. This job needs to be done. If the job won't be done, if the goy is going to start doing the arbet, and he's going to leave the job in the middle, that's a gunish bakimen. Schir yom, when we say that schir yom is usa medina, a schir yom can be a kablan as well. If the schir yom means someone who's being paid on the hour or on the day, but he can still be a kablan. Why? How can he be a kablan? If he's mekabel to do the job, mehuchel vaat kulu, and if he won't finish the job, but then he's getult. He's also a kablan. So the difference is only in the system of the payment. Became veren getult lefi the shuas of the days. Became veren getult on the job. But if as long as the worker, the goy is doing the job, valet sich integenim to do the job from beginning to end and tomanisht, he won't get paid at all. Is a gaiter negated from a kablan. If he leaves the job in the middle of the job and at gezuk, it's going to take him 10 hours to do the job. The master no gabet fin of shul. He only worked 5 hours. Then he decides to leave. He doesn't want to finish the job. He wants to, if he has the right to charge for those 5 hours. We said gabet chotchik. He didn't finish the job. That means that he's a schiyom. He's a nishkan kablan. So this is what the most important in Schir Yom and Kablunas, the gaiter of Schir Yom and Kablunas. So just say it again, we'll go further. So Schir Yom is usa medina, and Schir Yom means he has no responsibility on the job. A kablan is nish usa medina, why? Because he has responsibility to do the job. So pshat is savus ptaka pshat. He has a responsibility, and this job has to be done. He's a technician. He has to fix the machine. Lombazugan. So this machine has to be fixed. So seem as though he has responsibility on this job. Is a nishkan is medina. We don't see him as being a shliach of the yid because the titus fazich. He's got responsibility to do this job, and he does his job whenever he has time to do the job. He will do the job. Because he has no responsibility on the job, is there a richtige shliach for the yid? We're not going to all the lomdus for the ganze masa. That is the masa with skimteros. A schiyom, because there's no responsibility, is usa medina. A kabbalan, he has a responsibility, is nicht usa medina. But, as we said before, a filler, there's the second isra of kaveilo in melachto b'shabbos. Even though the goy is a kabbalan, in a mile, he's got responsibility on the job, in a seist keili. In a way, this is an eigener job, but the yid Tore nicht heißen, der Goy soll tun die Meluche Shabbos. Und nicht nur heißen, der Goy soll tun die Meluche Shabbos, der Goy has to have enough time during the week, either before Shabbos or after Shabbos, that his job should be able to be finished und arbeiten Shabbos. If there's no Metzias, the Goy can nicht ending in the Arbeit, nor if he works on Shabbos as well. So viele ist ein Kabbalin, und he's got the gewaltige Male von ein Kabbalin, was darf nicht sein, Usa Medina, but he can't be told to do any job on Shabbos, like Lehedia. And if he has no time to do the job, only on Shabbos, das heißt, das Mutter gesucht, that he has to do the job on Shabbos Lehedia. So this is the zweite Isim, Kivelo Melachta, but Shabbos. And then as we said before, when someone is a Schiyom, is Sai Schiyom, Sai Kabbalin, always will have a problem of Schiyom is anywhere user, but even for a Kabbalin, which is Beitz Medina, will get out Zamiter, and let's say, it's not given in Kivelo Melachta, but Shabbos, but after noch alles machen a Cheshbon, for Marasayin is always another Cheshbon. But Asayin is Pshat, even when he said the Goy is a Kabbalin, deed was not Kaveilo in Melachta b'Shabbos. So we don't have the first two Isirim, but Marasayin is always the remains. As long as the Sidua Chashash from Marasayin mentioned Gaina River, and mention we'll see that the Goy is working for the Yid, and they know that the Goy is working for the this is a Yiddish Balabus, in Mamayla there's always going to be a Chashash of Marasayin. So that's the Hakdumah of Smod Gvold Zugin, and now I'll just be Me'oyre, this is the Shaala when we're talking about properties, and the value of Beis Hashem is going to try to be poised to the problems. The problem is when a person, a landlord, has a management company, the problem is that as long as the guy is living there and the tenant is there and als guide geht, there's no problems, he's like, fine, so he's paying rent and there's no problem. The problem is that people, management or managers or balabatim landlords, sometimes managers for sure, that's their job. They have to give service to the customers. You can't have a tenant being locked in his house over Shabbos and he can't get out and a kezach shkenetz gave him, or something's leaking and the plumbing has gone and we can't avoid it and no one's going to pick up the phone. Guy to have a problem with this the goy guy to chumetanus. So what people would like to do is we'll take a goy, whether a goy is a manager, a management company, a goy. And the goy gets a chub given with Shabbos is the yid is arbet nishtavade. But to name a goy, the goy is going to the goy with besadas, and the goy is going to pick up the phone, and the goy got to pick up all the and send the tomer medaf if it's medaf arosrif and a plumber or electrician or vuzal lozan or a cleaner vuzal lozan the job was medaf efshetin with the tenant is going to ask to do. So the manager, the goy, gaitarushik is going to send out someone to do the job. So the problem with them is, we need to think about all the three nakidas was matfriyat geret. All the three points was matfriyat geret. If the first problem is that, let's say that the goy sends out an electrician or a plumber, and their electrician or the plumber is charging chiryom. If that's the system, the way this he works, so then the plumber is a schiyom. Now some people might think that the plumber is working for the goy, the manager who was at the munge klingen, but the metzias is that the invoice, the billing from the plumber, the arbiturer, is going to bill the yid, the landlord. Kenzan in businesses, in industrial is anders, we're talking about residential. Kenzan industrial is anders, taka the metzias. But in residential is a bit of the metzias, that the landlord needs to pay the hoitzuas from fixing things, if repairs, the zachavan was well in this kalkul. So memaila, if the goy picks up a phone, first of all, the eitz mazach, to get someone, a goy, to pick up phones, might be a shalav kaveilo melachta b'Shabbos, if it is not a schiyom. Then when the goy goes and calls out a technician or a plumber or a cleaner, if this plumber or cleaner is a schiyom, is it a schiyom from the yid? Because he's billing the yid. The shkashayich is really with the goyish manager in mitten and arbet for the yid. Well, he's charging the yid. He's the yid's arbeturer. And even if he's a kablan, which is a very important part of the whole the thing, because many times these workers may probably would be working on kablunas. But if the metzias is when the tenant rings up the management company on Shabbos because he needs something to be done on Shabbos, so it needs to be done on Shabbos. You can't just let the tenant be locked into his house over Shabbos, or there anything which goes, any damages which are happening. So the job needs to be done on Shabbos. So memayle falpen duaran in the shalif in kaveilo in malachta b'Shabbos. So if the goy is a schiyom, is a problem of schiyom. If the goy is a kablan, we still have a problem of kaveilo in malachta b'Shabbos. And here again, although the goy is the manager of Usaera Toros Girifan, the goy, but Sofkas of Simazo, the goy, is charging the landlord, so he is working for the landlord. And the landlord is the one who's paying for the goy's Ulkimandutin de Belucha on Shabbos. Because he doesn't want the tenant, the tenant needs the job to be done on Shabbos, Daike. Meile is a snichlan in the Shalif and Kivelo Malachto b'Shabbos. So this is basically Mamash in Bekzuru. A short summary of the shalas which is due in tenancy and in rentals of properties. Bezer Hashem, jetzt hören from Rebellion the Gesetzen of Deim Asif, also Matriel Geet, Reb Leibisch in London, from the größere Rebunim Chashivim in the größere Paschim in London, in Mat Gesicht Eitzes, wieso immer kehrt sich Eitzes, geben an der best Eufen, wo es in Nauschaich, and this got me jetzt hören, Bezer Hashem, for Rebellion brief.
Coming to London and help mithalten the Sifs Rebunims. It's not only in Shabbos, it's in Ribbis also that we discussed together. Just want a little bit to apologize my English, it's not my language at home, but for Ribbis I developed a little bit better English. I hope it should be okay. I just want a little bit to lower the expectations. Although I would say that the last year that we're dealing with Shabbos, I'm quite confident to say that in every situation we dealt till now, we managed to find alternatives, ways to business should work properly and find a solution on the Katrilla. And I hope this situation always, when there is a will, there should be a way. But I wouldn't say that here tonight, in one, let's say, in a half an hour that I have to speak here, everyone should be a mumcha in all the business types and all the business solutions and all the aluchas. This is definitely not. And even more, I would say this is the third drusha. The first drusha and the second drusha, after the drusha we spoke with Balabatam, we had new scenarios. Although the main concepts are the same, but we had new scenarios. So it was impossible to cover all the situations and all the solutions. But let's have a look in and see the ideas, how it can be solved. And the main point of the Sefer tonight is people should see the problems. People should see that there are solutions and there are the unum which can be discussed. Which we can speak with the unum, and the dying will be available to be over them and make sure that everything is being done the best way la'alucha. So let's start a bit. I'll go a little bit nishtan aside here, just a few stories that from yesterday, from a day before. Very interesting how people wasn't aware b'chlal. I don't know which side even to go. I have quite a few stories from the last 2-3 days which gave us more chizik how people were interested in Shabbos. People are willing to... It looked like they're losing money in Shabbos, but not always it was... I'll start with one small story. It was yesterday in Golders Green, I think. I think it was in Golders Green, this story. Someone has an Airbnb. which is a short-term rental. He's renting it out. The problems by Airbnb is, besides of the repairs, which by the way isn't so much because it must be kept very well, so the repairs isn't so much, but there's repairs. There is a cleaning before a tenant coming in, which involves meluchas, normally the rises. There is another thing of picking up the phone for the tenant, to just where's the key, where's the microwave, where's the whatever, where's the extra set of bedding. This is how it works on Airbnb. It's much more expensive, but the services, you have very, very good services. And the rating, everything depends on the rating. If you have a good service, you can have a high price, you have a high rating. So he told me he never starts a new tenant on Shabbos. Which means if the tenant goes out on Friday night or Shabbos morning, he will not start a new tenancy on Shabbos. Therefore, he doesn't have the problem in cleaning. He might lose out a bit. It doesn't look like he loses out. He's quite okay. This is the end, which I see always. And everyone who is machmer, somehow they are very rich, Baruch Hashem. But this is the end game. But anyway, this is what he told me, is that he doesn't start any new thing on Shabbos. So there is no cleaning, and he might lose customers because no, you can't. He has it on the system. You can't start a booking on Shabbos V'yomtov. So he, Baruch Hashem, managed to rule out the problem of the cleaning. But I asked him if someone calls in on Shabbos. Yes, I have my goy to answer the phone. I told him, excuse me, how can you go answer the phone? Just wasn't aware about it. The goy is still answering the phone. Didn't ask him if the goy is a sfiyoim or a kablan. It doesn't make a difference because a kablan, it was kavay melachta b'shabbos as well. We couldn't speak there. It was just after the drusha. We couldn't speak there all the solutions. But the solution should be very, very easy for that. It would mean that he should make this goy like an Uris, or should give the goy, let's call it in simple terms, commission of this Airbnb, which would mean it could be very little commission, but it's still a commission. And you should have very clear in writing, the goy, first of all, the goy shouldn't be a schirion on Shabbos, it should be a kablan, which means he has to do this and this job, not paying, he has to do the job, but he doesn't have to come on Shabbos. But if he doesn't have to come, why should he come? So the reason is because he has commission from this Airbnb, even a small commission, but he has a commission, therefore he has an own incentive to come. This is the main concept. Even a Uris, this is a Luchik way how to call it, and let's call it someone who works on commission, the Mishabriya Shemruch Haraf Zug Metun Jana Kavai Melachta B'Shavus. But at the end of the day, he can tell the goy, he doesn't have to come, you don't have to come. But it shouldn't be a problem, because if the goy gets commission, he will want to come, so he won't do that. So basically, we created a way, the goy should have his own initiative to come, but it wasn't a kevayim elachta b'shabbos, but I'm giving him commission, making him an uris. This is one of the solutions which would work by a lot of situations. To make it practically, we have to sit down, the Dune will sit down with everyone to make sure how it works, but this is mainly how it works. In the same way we have by Airbnb, let's finish with Airbnb a little bit more. If we have a goyish manager, if we have Airbnb and have a goyish company managing it for Airbnb, then it's quite simpler. Although Airbnb must have cleaning and much more services, but the goyish management, they have an own interest because they are getting a cut of 10% or something like that of the property, of the profits. If normally it's a problem, because normally in the contract there is very clear the chiyuvim, the obligations from the management to the landlord, and there it's written very clear what the landlord will pay, this and this and this. And the management will pick up the phone every day, will provide this in the services, will send out. It's very clear the chiyuvim, the obligations from the management. Therefore, normally, having a goyish management is Kavaya Malachta B'Shabbos. I didn't look at all management agreements between management companies, but the one that I saw, I think 4 or 5, it was always a Kavaya Malachta B'Shabbos, which means if anyone in this room, or even not this room, have a Goyish management, which have the properties managing these properties, he should go and look in the contract. If in the contract is written, we will answer the phones Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 4, and Sunday, it's Kavaya Malachta B'Shabbos, which means they have to pick up the phone. And especially, and we will send out, how long will it take till we send out a worker, and which means normally it's a Kavaya Malachta B'Shabbos by management, not only by Airbnb, but Airbnb as well. But for this, it's quite simple. The management has his own interest to answer the phone and to be a very good management. They should be rated good. So they have their own interest. To take away the Kavaya Malachta B'Shabbos from a Goyish management is quite simple. Just amend the contract and tell them, you don't have to do it. If you do it, it's your own cheshbon, your own interest, because you want to have a good rating, so it's your own interest. From my part of view, from my point, you don't have to do it. You can do it, but as your own, it's your own initiative, as your own will. So if then we took away the problem of Kavaya Malachta B'Shabbos. When we have a Goyish management and we don't have Kavaya Malachta B'Shabbos, we settled already the whole problem of Airbnb. This is by Airbnb. Just 1 second before we continue. To have a Goyish management will not always be Likatchila. If it's Tachat Chum, to have a Goyish management is a problem. Because there is Maris Ayin. I'm not sure that cleaning in a house is Maris Ayin. Probably not. Okay, let's discuss it. But if there is repairs, if a window is broken and the management company is sending out someone to fix the window, or even repairs in the house, Mishabriru's Machmer. So if it's Tochat Chum, there is Maris Ayin. Tochat Chum, there is Maris Ayin. Therefore, Tochat Chum, is Maris Ayin. And another one thing, from experience, when I spoke to managing agents in London, I don't know in Manchester, but I think it should be the same, Goyim intends to like the work should be done on Shabbos. Because the tenant is home, he doesn't work then, he's at home. He wants the work should be done on Shabbos, even not emergencies. When they have a Yiddish management, he'll do whatever effort he can, the work shouldn't be done on Shabbos. And when it has to be, we'll see how we can sort it, Taflikat Chila. But first, the intention is not to do it. If you have a Goyish management, a very big percentage of the jobs will end up being done on Shabbos, which is, if it's Tachat Chum, a Shal of Maris Ayin. If someone can't, you should speak to the Rabbunim, might be a Tairim, but if someone can move from a Goyish management, Tachat Chum, to a Yiddish management, which is completely Meheder, Lekatchila, Osgalten, is Agroisa, Hidr, and Hilchus Shabbos. I'm not speaking here about Chayek Rechimach, I'm speaking here in Hilchus Shabbos. From Hilchus Shabbos point of view, if someone can have a Yiddish management, who is doing everything Lekatchila, he should do it. But in the meantime, till you change to the Yiddish management, just make sure it shouldn't be Kavaya Malachta B'Shabbos. And this you should do before this Shabbos even. Because there's a very big percentage that this Shabbos will be Meluchas. So I had in, from Stanford quite a few, it was a huge crowd, it was 150 people. And quite a few people came to me, just give me a Nusach, not over enough, everyone can English, give me a Nusach before this Shabbos. I have a Goyish company, and I looked through the contract, you're right, I never looked at such a sick contract, never looked at all the pages. It's very clear, they must answer the phone, they must do, so just give me a Nusach, I want to send it to them before Shabbos to amend the contract. You don't have to. So I'm a bit not an insider, maybe a bit confusing. So we were by Airbnb. Let's get back to Airbnb. A Goyish management, there's a problem of Kavaya Malachta B'Shabbos. The solution is amend the contract. They will anyway do it, so it should be okay. Maris Ayin have no solutions for a Goy, and therefore it's better to have a Yid. If you have a Yiddish management for Airbnb, we need to discuss it a little bit more. It can't be discussed fully here. But the main point is they will do it as an Uris. the call centers have no problem of Maris Ayin. The call center is in a house. Normally it's in the Philippines or somewhere, and therefore Maris Ayin shouldn't be. Normally it's Kavayim Melachtab Shabbos. The way to around this is to make them as the Uriz and make sure it's not Kavayim Melachtab. This is in one word. Everyone should sit down and work it through properly. And the same with the cleaning company, if the cleaning company is not Maris Ayin. This is in a nutshell regarding Airbnb. Now let's go to regular property management. There are a lot of types of property management. In general, we are speaking here about residential. Although there's quite a lot of commercial that have the same problem. But in general, it's a residential problem, not a commercial problem. So the problem, as the Diane said, is when they have to have services. Sometimes it's more upper class, some it's more expensive, you have to have a better service, or whatever reason. In London, the situation mainly happened by HMOs. I don't know if it's here in Manchester, which is you can take a house, you split it into 6-7 units, every room is a separate unit. The council gives a lot of money for that, but they demand you have to have service 24/7. And therefore, the problem happened very. So, the big. No, if you don't Maisim Lev, by default, it would be Kavai Melachta B'Shabbos, and this is a real problem, and it's a Gomer. Besides of Maris Ayin, but it's a Gomer. For Kavai Melachta B'Shabbos B'Emes, this should be very simple. If you have a Goyish company that getting paid per job, and you tell them very clearly in writing, you don't have to come on Shabbos, the Metzius is, this company is in business. They're in business to make money, to come. If you tell them, you don't have to come on Shabbos, but I do want you to attend until Sunday morning, for example. So they will never lay it off for Sunday morning. Why should they? Maybe they'll have another job for Sunday morning. So to be Kavai Melachta B'Shabbos is mamash a shame to be Kavai Melachta B'Shabbos when it's not necessary. They will always come on Shabbos. It's mamash a metzius, 1 in 10,000, that they won't come on Shabbos. Normally the business, any plumber is here because he wants to come. And when he gets a job now, he'll never say, I won't do it now, I'll do it tomorrow. Even if you're not Kavai Melachta B'Shabbos. Which means to get around the Kavai Melachta B'Shabbos is mamash gunish, it's mamash simple, and you don't have to be Kavai Melachta B'Shabbos. A lot of management tried it, never ever had a problem. To be Kavai Melachta B'Shabbos, by default, is Kavai Melachta B'Shabbos. But Lamasa, when you have a contract, by default it will be Kavai Melachta B'Shabbos. But if you tell them, for religious reasons, you don't have to go. I can't ask you to go. You can go whenever you want. They will go. So for the Kavai Melachta B'Shabbos, this is a solution, which would mean if it's Chutz L'Tchum, then it's okay completely. The problem where we are still is Torah Tchum. Torah Tchum, and where is Torah Tchum? We'll speak with the Rabbunim, but when it's Torah Tchum, there's a problem of Maris Ayin. And some people told me, I have property so far remote away, it can't be Torah Tchum, but he thought it literally is not Torah Tchum, but then they had to work on Shabbos. And someone, a neighbor, called him up, excuse me, why are you working on Shabbos? So you don't know where Torah Tchum is, Chutz L'Tchum. And they had, I don't know if the people know him, Matty Krauss, along the Krausses, they told me that they had a lot of properties everywhere, but they had in Canvey Island. And the last few years, they have to make sure there shouldn't be any work on Shabbos, because previously Canvey Island had no yid at all. And now there's a. Yes, anyway, but to get around Maris Ayin, which Maris Ayin is Eisen Shechon Urich, and. Yes, perhaps it's merube than the pasuk matter, but if it's not perhaps merube, it's eiser, which means it's still eiser. The way around it, we discussed it a lot. There are a lot of chiefs were about it, and let me say in a nutshell the idea, and then a little bit more. Basically, you can have a company which will come when the tenant calls them. Let me get a step back. When you have a company which comes when the tenant calls, the employer of the company is a landlord. Definitely. Because he demanded, he is paying, and the only reason why this plumber or this company for refurbishment is coming is only because of the landlord. He's not interested in this tenant who can't afford even to pay the rent, so he doesn't rely on him. This is not, he's not working for him. If you ask the plumber, for only, who's your employer? His employer is the Yid. Doesn't make a difference who calls him. This is a big mistake, but a lot of people don't know. Some of me, I'm completely closed on Shabbos. I have a different company. What does it make a difference? The company is working for you. And even the company is sending out another worker, but this worker is also working direct for you. It's not even Amir D'Amira in most cases, because even Amir D'Amira is in Shabir Mahmer. But it's not even Amir D'Amira, because the worker is working normally direct. In one word, the one who gets the invoice, he is the employer. I think in business, this is very clear, and the same applies by Alucha. The one who is paying, he is the employer. So the main point is that the Yid employs the Goy on Shabbos. Even we have, without Kavai Melachtoi, which can be sorted, but the Maris Ayin would still be a problem. Lamasa, if a Goy takes a worker on Shabbos in a Yiddish house, most of the Poskim say there wouldn't be a Maris Ayin. Magaret from them, Sashal and the Poskim, but Lamasa, most of the Poskim say when a Goy employs a Goy, even in a Yiddish house, but a Goy employs a Goy, and the Goy lives in the house, which means if the landlord is completely closed, let's go, going back 30, 40 years when there was no services for the tenants. Yes? 30, 40 years ago when there was no services for the tenants, he could call, knock on the door, he would pick up the phone, not even Tuesday, never mind Shabbos. So what would the tenant do if the window was broken? No brighter, go, call someone to fix windows and fix it. Yes, and afterwards he would go to the landlord and tell him, this is the bill, and please pay me back. Yes, this would not be b'chlal ha'shala, according to most of the poskim, even not Maris Ayin, because when between two goyim, I don't have to come in. It's their own chazal gasset Maris Ayin when the Eid is involved. If it's between a goy and a goy, according to most of the poskim, there's no Maris Ayin. So the idea of getting around this, it might look a bit interesting, but it did work by a lot of companies, and anyone who can ask me privately can give the name of the companies, they're happy to discuss it. Tell the plumber, the electrician, the handyman, anyone, the invoice and Shabbos, it's better to have it any time when this plumber comes. The invoice goes to the tenant, which means it's the chrais of the tenant. The landlord can be behind the tenant and can tell the plumber, look, you are employed by the tenant. I'm doing it because of halacha, and I cannot be your employer. So the invoice must go to the tenant, whoever will go. Yes, but if behind the tenant has a commitment from a landlord that he will pay him back, he will reimburse him, then the plumber will go. You can even tell the plumber, give him 2 weeks. I can give you names on which companies it worked. I wouldn't say it worked always, but I do think it will work. You can have the invoice 14 days, and they can have the tenant on the message or on the website or on the answer phone. If we are closed, please call company ABC Limited, and whichever work will be done, you will be reimbursed. And he can give the tenant in writing, I might reimburse you before you even get the final day of the payment, which would mean paying direct your bill. Which would mean, and you can tell this even the company, I have a commitment to my tenant to pay him his invoices immediately, and therefore, don't worry, your tenant has someone behind him. Who invented this idea? Not myself. When Reichmann built his building there in Canary Wharf, His roof was Rav Shlomo Miller, Ibud L'chaim Tov Marichim in Toronto. He discussed it with Rav Moshe. And in all his leases, he had such a clause. But at the end of the day, the bank took it away, so it didn't materialize. But we have quite a few companies who are doing it in London, and it does work. I don't know if anyone who wants, I'm happy to discuss it exactly how it works, but it does work. And if we do this, then we have no maritime. So, to make it short, to have it, to take away the kvay melachtoy is much, much more, this is very chumer. To have someone kvay melachtoy b'shabbos is a issa gumer, doesn't help hasid meribah, is a issa gumer. There's nothing about it. So, but to take away the kavai melachtoy, is very simple also. To take away the maris ayin, if it's tachat chum, it's a little bit harder, but it can be done when there is a will. So, let me a bit of a second then. I didn't go through all the hachatimtzes and all the mshulim that I had the last 3 days. The main concepts we spoke now, the mistakes of people, a lot of people weren't aware that to pick up the phone or such a small things are also malachas, but anything what a yid can't do, he can't say a goy to do. This is very simple. So if you can't do it, a goy can't do it. And no matter if you told him before Shabbos or however way you told him, and it doesn't make a difference. People told me, I don't pay him. If you don't pay him, it's even worse. But why is he doing it for you? The only way is he have an own interest, and as we discussed before. So, as a bit of a sahaki, to go through all scenarios, even if I stay overnight, it wouldn't be enough. We have to go through with everyone, and there's Baruch Hashem Chushev et Ayunim do, and we can go through all the scenarios. And another, before we go through, another one big mistake, one thing which is being overlooked, which means people came to me, it's a few types of people, a few types of situations. When a Yid has a goy who is a caretaker, for example, or a goyish management. Let's stick to a goyish management. This is a very, very common scenario, probably here as well, in London. So, even if we take away the kavai melachta b'shabbos, because you will say you don't have to, it might still be a problem, because the goy is a shliach to rent any workers to work. Sometimes on behalf of the Yid. Depends how the contract works. Sometimes they're working on behalf of the management, and the management is deducting it from the rent. But sometimes the invoice goes direct to the Yid, which means he has the right up to £100, up to £200, depends every agreement. He can hire workers on behalf of the Yid, and the invoice will go to the Yid. This management normally is being kavayim alach to b'shabbos on behalf of the Yid, which means he hires a worker, a goy, kavayim alach to b'shabbos on behalf of the Yid. This also must be sorted, which it can be sorted. And the same can happen in private. If you have a caretaker in your home and you tell him you don't have to do anything on Shabbos, but he has the right to hire someone to do something on Shabbos, you must make sure that he wouldn't hire someone boifin kaviyus melach to b'shabbos. Which means, whatever, no matter how far remotely it is from you, but at the end of the day, the end worker normally works for the original Yid, and the invoice is direct. If the invoice is direct, you must make sure it shouldn't be kaviy melach to b'shabbos. This is, I would say, the main concept. The Matthias of Gewissen, we had someone, I don't know if he wants to say it. The whole drusha is public now. You can see it. Baruch Moshe Lomstein had a brother here, and he gave a drusha in Stamford Hill. And he explained that once he had a company, BML, it was very hard to make it completely. Shabbos, he came to us, he wants his business, no kulis at all, no, nothing. Only what is. No shala at all. And we arranged it, Baruch Hashem. Basically, the way was that we split up. There's two companies. One company which he owns works 6 days a week. One company which is owned by Goyim, completely different company, is working on Shabbos. They're working alongside, but Shabbos, the Goy builds and the Goy makes the profit. And during the week, he works and he makes the profit. They have a benefit because the phone, his phone number is being diverted Shabbos to the other company. But so he has a benefit that his customers, which are mainly Goyim, will have 24/7 help, but it's not him completely. It's a different, completely different. The invoices are different. This is the way how we worked it out for him. He told me that, told the Barab also, that since he have done it, the Goyim have earned £180,000 on Shabbos. It's a little bit more than a year. But you can believe how much more he earned during the week. And this is everything since he started making it completely without any pshuras. And he told quite a few other stories. And anyone who is involved has so much stories about the Shmir Shabbos. Just one thing, I'm involved in Ribbis as well, people know me from Ribbis. One of the companies there is not so Heimish. In the meantime, they're getting more and more. They started with Ribbis, the first thing, and then one day he called me, Rabbi, is it true that a Goy can't work for Eid and Shabbos? Yes. No, I can't. What do you mean? So how do you do business, all of you? No, there is ways how we can arrange it, but there's no way. But at the end of the day, okay, if this is Aluche, he accepts it. He has a lending company. It wasn't so easy. But a few things. One of the things I told them that a website should be on Shabbos. If nothing canyonim has been done, then it's okay. So can't go in all the details here. The next day he calls me up. Look, he told me that the website may be open. There is a company in Manhattan called B&H. His website is closed, which means there's a shala. If it's a shala, why you told me that it's okay? I told them, look, Laluch, it's okay. I don't know why he's closed. I'll call him up. The next day, I called Herschel Schreiber. He's the owner of B&H. I told him the whole story, how big chizik it gives for Yidden. He's completely closed. His website is closed. And I asked him, to be honest, why is your website closed? The website, if there's no kenyunim done on Shabbos, we're not here about in kenyunim of Shabbos, just want the concept. If the website is on Shabbos, why there's no Shabbos? He told me, yes, I know there's no Shabbos at all. But look, Shabbos is the Mekor HaBrucha. We say in Lucha Doidi, Likur Shabbos Achiv and Ayachu, Kehiv Mekor HaBrucha. At the end of the day, every Shabbos, most Shabbos, the first thing, I went to the website to see how many deals came in on Shabbos. Nothing was completed on Shabbos. Everything completed not on Shabbos, but it still were, the whole Shabbos was, how many sales come in on Shabbos? Shabbos is the Mekor HaBrucho. He closed the website. I'm not interested in this. And everyone knows his success. We're not here to say the success. We are here about Shmir Shabbos. And even it will cost money, but from experience, it haven't costed anyone. And all these items can be done. One main thing that we do want is we do want to be Mo'ira the Oilam, not only the Soher, the whole Tzibur. This Mashiram is in the whole England, even Canvey Island, the West Cliff will have one. Having Goyish management is. If you're not doing anything, it's complete for the Shabbos. Even if you do Misada the Kavayim after Shabbos, and not always it's easy because sometimes they have workers on behalf of you, but there would still be Tochat Chum, it would be Marasayim. So it's a hiddur in Shmir Shabbos to take Jewish management, which are completely made in Shabbos. Therefore, we do want all the Yiddish management should register that we should have the details to be able to advertise for the Tzibur to use only Yiddish management where applicable. And so the people should register by the Dayunam go through that their business is a Shteitzer, obviously. They anyway want it should be ausgehalten. And at the same time, should be able to tell the people to use only Yidden. And I myself, not just Chris Meir Shabbos, Zalman Zoychazan, Tzid Gidlish Leim, Hayr Man Yoman. No, 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 no,
Schön. Was auch immer für eine Welt.